With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Today, the Pickens County Board of Commissioners is expected to decide whether or not to accept a small piece of donated land. The 2.3-acre parcel just off of Juniper Hill Road near Woody Creek contains a section of wetland which the county has expressed interest in protecting for the value of wildlife habitat. Even though the county would be getting the land for free, some commissioners raised questions about the potential cost of maintaining the land and mitigating noxious weeds on the property. Valley Health Alliance is a group of six of the area's largest employers, including Aspen Skiing Company and the City of Aspen, all working together to lower healthcare costs for employees and their dependents. All in all, currently about 6,000 people. Executive Director Chris McDowell says their goal is to include the smaller companies that employ nearly 80% of the Valley's workers.
Anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10 employees is the majority of our businesses. And so they need some sort of solution.
He says the Alliance has been talking with local chambers of commerce about encouraging these smaller companies to join the Valley Health Alliance in order to help lower the cost of healthcare for their employees. Rafta rolled out the first in its fleet of electric buses yesterday. Alex Hager has the details.
That's the sound of one of Rafta's 8 new electric buses, which don't really make much sound at all. At Tuesday's unveiling at Ruby Park, John Kruger, the City of Aspen's Director of Transportation, said the new vehicles will be cleaner and quieter.
Zero emissions out of the tailpipe. They don't even have a tailpipe. They're very quiet, less than 39 decibels when they're idling, which is probably less than the ambient noise going on right around here.
The buses cost about $9 million altogether, with funding coming from Rafta, the City of Aspen, and a number of grants. In the next 20 years, Rafta aims to make its fleet 30% electric. 4 of those new buses are already in use on the Castle Maroon and Hunter Creek routes and will start driving to Burlingame and Highlands in late December. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.